sound a little bit low compared to me. Try this now.
Hello? There we go. That sounds a little off.
Is that my Nick? My Nick is back? My Nick is back. Ack. I guess I don't have to do the ack. Okay, Metal Maniac on the street.
Be careful when you say Nick is.
So we're going to be calling, just brush right over it.
Yeah.
Without further ado, I introduce to you our fourth podcast from this point on. Nick, what are we going to get on this podcast? We're going to have Connor in studio.
Yeah, we're going to have Connor in studio. We're going to have a phone call with our guest, Smitty. And then we are also going to have another in-guest appearance from our sports correspondent, CJ.
Yes, our sports advisor. And we are, I think we're also going to be revealing the task that I gave Nick and I also a task that I gave to Connor, which both are the same task, just swapped. So that's going to happen today. I actually wanted to say one thing. The Dan and Nick Foundation over here, we do have some firewood. I know that a lot of these guys that are listening right now, a lot of you guys are local. So if you know us personally and you want some firewood, it's been seasoned about a year, and it's there's no sap in it. It's all hardwood and all split. About 3 or 4 truckloads, so $100, $120 for a big load, big truckload. Or you can come pick it up probably for like $80 a truck if you want. And if you know us, then you know where we live. So my final Dan comment till we get started is please listen to this through headphones or home stereo or something like that. I put a lot of effort into the audio quality, and a 1/4-inch wide cell phone speaker does not do it justice. I don't care what kind of cell phone you got. It doesn't sound good. But hey, guys, please send us something through the emails. Let us know that you're out there. We got, I think, like 95 downloads at this point. So I know somebody's listening. And we appreciate every single one of you guys. Welcome to our chill podcast.
That's why I didn't want to have to be the one you commit suicide to.
You're a dick.
Do you know what I was singing from?
No, I figured you were doing some Slit Your Wrist rock.
No, it's from 8 Mile, the battle rap at the end. It's like...
you know the raps on 8 Mile. That is crazy.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I have to
hear... I remember
hear
Brittany Murphy on that.
But if you go like bump, 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 bump.
What are we doing? Do it again.
Bump, 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 bump.
Those are all the same. Okay. Yeah.
And then it's just like a bass line. But it's a little bit longer on the notes. Would you like a regular chair like this, CJ?
No, I like the horse. I'll ride the horse.
Hey, I kind of wanted CJ to have this mic, but I'm enjoying the fact that I don't have to be that loud.
It is a really pretty mic you're talking into there.
Hey, we got it all tested out for you.
I was going to actually add LEDs to it from on the inside. I saw a guy do that.
Is that brand new?
It is new to the podcast.
Okay. Not he's had it for the past like.
I think every episode
released,
I've
yeah
been on this microphone.
So that was here last week.
It was here last week.
I think the very first time we test called you, he had a regular mic.
We got CJ in studio.
Howdy,
CJ's
howdy
here.
Hi there, folks.
And we're actually
trying to get
there
his stuff set up.
Nick was saying I was playing suicide metal.
No, I said it was a lyric from
Eight Mile
rap. It said, that's why I didn't want to have to be the one he commits suicide to.
Ah, yeah, it's good stuff. Michelob Ultra Gold. Who's drinking that delicious stuff?
Not me.
2.5.
I think that's zero sugar.
It says 85 calories on here.
It's zero calories. Nobody actually wants diet beer.
So this is 85 calories.
Okay.
So
what's your alcohol percentage in it?
It is
3.4. That's my guess.
I don't know.
4.6.
This was the only one I'm having all night. 3.8 alcohol by volume.
You can split the difference.
So you get more of alcohol or less alcohol?
It's less alcohol than normal.
Go ahead. It's just a beer.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
I mean, they make beer without alcohol now.
Yeah.
O'Doyle rolls.
I don't think I like the taste of beer that much.
No, it's
I'll drink it to get drunk.
That's what I was saying before. It doesn't even really taste that great.
I just saw an ad for it yesterday, and I can't remember it now. It's crazy.
I think it's pretty funny that the last time we were here, about a week ago, right, we were talking about your plumbing troubles and taking a tree out, right?
Yep.
And now they want to put the tree right back in. Yep. Where it was.
If you drive into our neighborhood, there is a bright LED sign that says free trees until 2/23.
Did you get the door hanger?
No, I did not. Oh, yeah. I got a door hanger that's like, get a new tree.
What we're physically discussing is specifically the fact that they said this tree that we put in will not hurt your sidewalk. And then they put the tree in, and the county had to come back and put a new sidewalk in because the tree hurt. It totally did hurt. I thought
Nick had to pay for that.
You had to pay some. It was like $400.
It was $400, but it was over the next 3 years added into my mortgage. So it's like... maybe $30 added a year.
Okay. But that's not still $30. Lame.
I mean, like $100 and like $120 added throughout the year.
I feel like it's actually the bank that's doing this. They're just going to try and keep upping your mortgage.
CJ, we had a lot of really, really good feedback.
That's what I like to hear. This was first feedback at all, right? You actually put the email out there. You're getting emails to Danico.
We haven't gotten
nothing
at Danico.
No.
Okay. Nobody likes us.
Nobody
that
likes
much.
Us. Maybe, or did we put, did we tell everybody the wrong one?
No, I was looking at it as I said.
We couldn't remember the name of our own podcast.
Danico1410@gmail.com, right?
Danico is more how you pronounce it.
Danico.
Danico 1410@gmail.com.
That is correct. And it is. I went ahead and did the actual typing and whatnot in the podcast releasing site. You guys can actually look in the info, and it's in the info or bio. Or the magic of editing. We actually can
cut all this dumb shit out.
Yeah, but...
yes, that's a thing that we talked about. We would like to...
We're going
to
cut out anything that specifically we... somebody says, you might have to cut that out. We're just not going to say it because... It took me 6 hours to do that, to do the editing, because of everyone saying cut, you know. So if you have a bad joke, keep it to yourself. If it's too, well, I don't think CJ is the one with the problem, but you know, just
I only have
to
good
the crowd.
Jokes.
To give the audience some context, Connor just looked at me and smiled and started giggling.
I mean, it was a really rough edit. So no more cutting, no more whatever jokes that you know I don't want on here.
Just don't say it. Is that
don't
what you're
say
saying?
Don't say it. I don't care if it's funny.
What did Nancy Reagan say? Just say no?
I guess so. I think
everything
so.
The thing she said to not just say no to was pretty fun, though, so...
Okay, so we're gonna
not go that way.
I'm gonna take the bull by the horns, and we're gonna introduce what we're doing this podcast episode. What are we doing today, Nick? What have I tasked you with? What have you tasked me with? And what are you pulling to the table?
I am pulling some questions for a guy named Connor.
Nice.
I have some questions written down.
I have tasked Nick to ask Connor two questions that specifically. Whose phone is it? It doesn't matter. We all have phones. I didn't turn my phone down at all. I love how Connor took the blame for me. I muddled my phone too.
Keep it that volume. That's perfect.
Is that good?
Yeah, we need them loud in our ears. Really doing it to us.
Gotta
in the ear hole.
Gotta feel my presence.
Connor, I need you to whisper into the microphone. I want to hear you right in my ear.
Want a nice
give me some ASMR.
Vibrato.
I want to have to take my headphones off.
Today on Dance ASMR.
Oh, my God.
Now lick your lip.
All right.
Back to the task that we have been all tasked right. with.
Settle down there, CJ.
So I have actually written down 4 questions in total. Two of them I would like Connor to answer first, and then the other two... I'm going to have you all answer these questions, but you know, these are actually pretty interesting things that I Googled.
I tasked Connor to write 2 questions.
You tasked Nick to write 2 questions for Connor.
No, I did it the other way too.
Oh.
Yes.
Connor so wrote me two questions.
The only one
two
who questions. Does not have questions.
Okay.
CJ, I did not screw with you. And we're getting to you, CJ. We're going to get to the sports here. So do you want to do the questions now? Or do you want to do the sports now?
Let's start with some questions. We can always get to the good news of the
Ravens. I choose Nick to Connor.
All right. So, Connor, question number one. I know you are in a book club. I know you help assist with running that club.
This is true.
What is the most sold book in history?
The Bible.
You were correct. Oh, I wasn't sure if you'd get that.
Yeah. So I wanted the questions. This was the qualifier, was they had to be pretty close to, I'm not sure if he really does know this or not. So like it has to be like, I'm pretty sure Nick might know this, but I don't think that he does. So just 45% the opposite way.
All right.
So you guys are doing it great. That was good.
Connor came pretty quick with that answer. Yeah. Got to give you props on that.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just a walking encyclopedia is what it is.
And we'll see if you know this next one.
I do have a question. Nick.
Yes, sir.
What is the truest measure of a man?
Testicles?
Oh, my God. Did you have an answer for this? Have to have the answer. Remember, you were like, Nick said, do you have the answer for this last time
when I was talking about meteors? Are you sure you have the answer for this? Yeah.
I thought we were going to get a little bit more philosophical, but yeah.
What makes a man?
What does make a man?
The measure of a man?
What is the measure of a man?
The largest?
Yeah, I mean, you know, height.
So, Connor, you're saying that you do have an answer for what?
Standard or metric?
This means Connor's answer has to be definitely the answer. This might be the meaning of all life here.
Oh, just men's life anyway.
So what my best guess would be is kind of what you stand for. Not necessarily like, I guess, your beliefs, like, but how you go about presenting yourself.
A flounder sound?
How you go about carrying yourself.
He's floundering.
No, yeah. He's got it. He's doing good. That's good.
No, I just think it's about how you carry yourself in the world. Like, as long as you do good, you put good out there, and I don't know, you don't go out there looking for shit.
Okay, second question. Betty White or Nancy Reagan, present day?
Well, Betty has always been a bad girl.
Is this an appropriate joke, CJ?
I'll give you an even better answer. Nancy's dead. So yeah. It's present day. I'd go with the living person.
I would go with Betty
White. Did you know that Betty White's dead too?
Oh shit, she did. She died like last year, but she died.
That's
more...
why I was going to CJ. I didn't. I figured died, they all died. I
she
wasn't...
died more recently, so you know, might still be a little lubed.
Oh no.
Am I allowed?
He asked the question. I'm just answering it.
I can't believe I'm leaving that in there. Oh. I can't believe it. I get these eyeballs. It's just like, don't cut that. God, so, you guys are awful.
This is actually a question for all of you guys.
This is too much.
Do you gentlemen know what NEOs are?
What?
Say, one more time.
Say that again.
Do you gentlemen know what NEOs are?
Non-environmental organizations.
No, you can't make it up, Connor. He asked you guys. We got all three of us. We have to come up with one answer.
Well, we have to work together.
I'm just going to try something here. I don't know.
I'm going to spitball.
No, go ahead.
Naked?
No, that's not it.
Nuclear?
Environmental.
Services?
Organization.
Nintendo Entertainment System.
NEO.
Oh.
Neo.
He's a Keanu Reeves.
I'm surprised Connor doesn't know this.
I know what a CEO is.
Naval Engineering.
All right, so NEO stands for Near Earth Objects.
Oh, good one.
So those are the things that... Yeah, those are the things that are currently, you know, floating around the Earth.
How near to the Earth do you have to be? Does the moon count?
It has to be within our gravitational like pool. So
the moon
it's
does
in
count.
Orbit.
So you're
the moon
like,
does
so like
and doesn't. It's more or less talking related to asteroids.
Asteroids and maybe stuff we sent up, like satellites.
Yes.
Stuff
yeah.
Like
yes.
That.
Yeah, so we can't.
So my question is, now that I've asked, you know, gotten what NEOs are out of the way, how many NEOs are there, you know, in orbit right now? And how many are recorded? Just asteroids in general recorded. So two
asteroids.
Questions. So one, how many NEOs are there in, you know, Earth's
including,
orbit?
Including man-made. right?
Yes, including okay. man-made. And then the second one is how many asteroids are recorded in all.
I mean, because there's probably secret satellites.
No, these possibly, asteroids.
Definitely.
when an asteroid breaks up, it turns into other asteroids.
Technically.
So you got... Like you're talking about.
So we know the moon is one for sure. So that's definitely one.
You know what the catch is here? You know what the comedy catch is? It's a number that you all three of us have no idea exists.
No, no, it's no.
The number exists.
It exists.
It's not like it is like it's
a large number.
I would be guessing somewhere around 387.
I would guess 388.
Yes. The price is right, bitch.
$1, Bob.
So you're going with one?
I really don't fully understand the NEO part.
So something that is currently orbiting the Earth that is not the moon. I mean,
single satellite, we have to have at least 1,500 satellites that are up there.
That counts as an NEO.
No.
I mean, there's old ones. They've been putting up satellites.
Yeah, like, but the old ones fall or release from orbit.
They've been putting satellites up there.
I need a number.
Yeah, we've given numbers.
5,680.
I was waiting for 389.
You know what's crazy? That large one is the closest number to it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's actually 30,000 NEOs.
30,000?
Yep. And then my second question, how many asteroids are recorded that we, you know of?
Asteroids being projectiles that are coming towards us.
I'm guessing
asteroids in general.
I'm guessing the number would be bigger than the previous number.
It should be less than the previous number.
30.
That we have recorded?
900
million.
I mean, we would have to record it.
Recorded as an NEO.
We would have to record.
It's not an NEO in this term. NEOs are just the 30,000. Yeah, those are in the Earth's orbit. I can't speak.
Yes.
But asteroids as a whole, just recorded in general.
Oh, my God. So, yes, that would be a much larger number.
I mean, I'm in the recorded because, like, 900 million is what I would say. Like, they have asteroids.
That's a little too large. I'll give you that.
But they have asteroids. This is a three-dimensional space. You're talking it goes out forever.
Absolutely, right, but we don't know that.
We can't record them all, though.
I guess. Do they give names to each one of them?
They give names and numbers.
Because there's not that many names, is there?
Yeah, but there's an infinite amount of numbers.
Yeah, and you can mix numbers
with
names.
It can be Paul 1, Paul 2,
yeah.
Paul 3.
Millennia 948.
Spell Paul with a 1 at the end.
And then you throw a C on it, and it just changes the dimensions of...
Yep.
How many, Nick?
1.1 million.
Nice.
I was going to say 1 million. I was close.
Yeah. What did I say? 599 million?
You said 900 million.
Yeah. Okay. That was quite a large number.
It was a lot smaller than that from what I remember.
In the greater scheme of things, you were close.
Well, I mean, it's more than 9 times away.
Yeah, but... you at least won the first question.
So one thing that I have, we got to get to the sports.
I have a short sports update.
We're going to do a short sport. We're going to do a short sports update with CJ, and we're going to keep it local, I guess, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I'm like, I already don't know the people outside of Maryland, but like, I do understand some of the, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, Peter Angelos. I'm like, I remember that.
Yeah, right? We fired him.
I remember something about baseball.
Get him out of here.
But
he's,
anyway.
He's still like, part owner until he dies.
I personally could relate to that a little bit more, and it wasn't a... Well, it's great. I got some good feedback on your sports. So
that's what I like to hear.
So you and Nick and Connor can run over it.
Is it time right now?
Sure. What we have to do coming up. And Nick, do you want to introduce our guest for the night?
Our guest?
Who is it?
CJ.
I don't think that's correct. No, I don't think you have the correct. Who are we? Why? What are we doing? Why should our listeners stick around for the whole episode? What do we have coming up? We have an interview with
somebody.
Not Cannibal Corpse. That's in a few weeks.
Pantera?
No, actually, I do have someone I'm trying to get Cannibal Corpse, the lead screamer, the lead singer.
A friend of mine dated him.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Well, maybe you would have a little bit better connection than the
guy. I don't think they get along. Yeah, they dated in the past.
Anyway, I'm trying to get a hold of this guy
Santa Claus.
Oh my God!
I think the
answer is that we're gonna have today. Oh, we're talking about today.
We are talking about
today. That's what I'm talking about.
Michael Spacey. We have a sumo wrestling connoisseur.
That is correct.
When a guy that knows, and oh, CJ, that's your job today.
That's my task.
I tasked CJ because I've been tasked with. I've tasked CJ with interviewing a guy that knows everything about
sumo wrestling.
Correct. Sumo wrestling.
Yes.
And Santa Claus.
I've got some questions.
Japan.
How awesome would it be to see Santa Claus sumo wrestle? I mean,
oh man,
if we're talking,
that's actually, big money. I think it's like Taylor Swift money.
I think what we're going to do is actually we're going to be watching a video of sumo wrestling while we're talking to the guy, and we're going to be asking him questions about it. That's basically the best thing I could come up with.
I watched a little bit of it. It's not the prettiest thing, but there is a beauty to it, I guess.
It's a sport. I mean, if other things are sport, if curling's a sport.
It's more of a sport than actual wrestling. But are we calling the guy now, or are we doing the sports
Nick's,
report?
Okay, so let's just get some. Nick, you're in charge of that. But it's 7:20, and I told him around 7:30.
You know what I'm in charge of?
I can do an 8-minute sports report.
My
8 minutes?
Yeah, maybe 7 minutes. You're killing me here, bro.
Go ahead. So CJ is going to get some sports in here.
Some small sports. In Ravens news, we've lost our beloved defensive coordinator to the Seattle Seahawks. They got a great new head coach, and I hope it works out well for them.
Can I put hawk sounds behind it?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I got in trouble for the Indian noises.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
I believe linebackers coach, Zachary Orr, who also used to play for the team, has been promoted to be our defensive coordinator. He's played, he's been on the defensive coaching staff for a long time. So I expect him to take the reins and continue to be have our defense be as awesome as it has been recently. In Orioles news, actually right after last week's sports update, in which we told everyone that the Orioles had sold to a new owner group, they did a blockbuster trade for Kurt Corbin Burns, Cy Young winning pitcher from the Milwaukee Brewers. We really hope for him to round out our rotation and have a great pitching this season. And that's it for the sports report right now.
Nice.
Thank you, CJ. That was very nice. 8 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I didn't have 8 minutes in me. I said it was really short.
That was like a minute and a half.
That was really good.
I felt pressure from Dan over here.
That's okay.
Shut up, CJ.
I did not say that.
We have to talk sumo.
I'm over here trying to. No. Okay.
So I actually have a question for CJ.
Go for it.
All right, CJ. So when we talk about like sports and stuff, right? Dan hates sports because he was always picked last. We already know this.
I was going to deny it. And I'm like, nope.
I always enjoyed sports, like sitting around the TV with a bunch of family, friends, nachos, beer, whatever, watching the game, everything else. What is the Maryland standard for like sports, drinking, everything else up here?
I mean, most people will tell you crab cakes, Natty Bow, and
crab cakes and football.
That's
what Maryland does. They had it right in the movie. Eye. What movie was that?
That was Hairspray. The Wedding Crashers Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn.
Why did I say Hairspray? Wasn't that Baltimore?
that was also Baltimore.
As was Crybaby and Serial Mom.
And The Wire.
And The Wire.
And On The Wire.
Although that's the only one we're memorialized for.
Yeah, that whistle.
People only remember The Wire. But we
The Wire was cool.
But we had Serial Mom, Baltimore. Too. Don't forget that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was working when The Wire was happening, when they were... Yeah, it was crazy. You would see just trailers all over the place, like bright white, you know, things with air conditioners on it.
Weirdly, probably the safest area of the city.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when they were shooting.
Well, it looked really shitty.
While they were shooting, but not really shooting.
When they were done, it was cleaner than a whistle. Everybody got, you know, power washed and all that kind of stuff because they would dirty it all up.
Yeah.
Well, it was quite the show.
They didn't dirty it up.
Did you gentlemen ever see the TV series on HBO Max called We Own These Streets?
I did watch that.
It was about the Gun Trace Task Force and their corruption throughout, what was it, like a string of 4 years?
The 4 years is what is covered on the TV show, but it's been forever.
Yeah, it's still probably going on.
It's absolutely still happening.
No doubt, but... it was a good document series. It had John
Bernthal.
Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Very good. He really chews on those accents to try and sound Baltimorean.
Yeah, but it's a very good series. I would recommend it.
Yeah, would watch.
Awesome. Okay, so we got our sports in. Let's give CJ a hooray, right? Where's our
my claps?
That's not it.
Will you be mine?
Nice. My darling dear loves you all the time.
I'm such a fool in love with you.
He will be a virtual in studio. So if any of that phone call that I actually can release, the phone call I just got, if any of that is, that's going to be gold for me.
You got to cut out the phone number.
Well, of course.
You can't have George the Corpse Grinder's mom be getting random phone calls.
You should put a new phone number in there. Choose somebody you hate, put their number in.
I mean, because I've seen Dying Fetus. Cannibal Corpse has been, they've been in my life since I was a child. Like, growing up, that was always basically the heaviest that it got.
Right.
And it's not even heavy. It's so super rhythmic. They go from 16th notes and then quarter notes to triplets. They're playing... the drummer's going in mid... I don't want to be a music nerd.
Mid-measure,
he's changing time signatures. It's incredible stuff.
More than half of the songs on their albums you wouldn't even allow us to say on this podcast.
Oh, I'm sure. I've never read the lyrics.
You don't need the lyrics, just the titles.
Oh, yeah, the titles are really...
The titles give it away.
The deadly draining of a corpse and all this other... Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's bad. They're horrible.
I worked in some record stores in my life, and those were the ones I looked at made me laugh a little bit. Like, whoa.
But these guys, they've been featured in many, many movies. They're actually on tour right now in Europe.
Really?
I swear to God, Cannibal Corpse is on tour.
So they're going
to
be back next week when you call them for this podcast?
It doesn't matter where they are. You guys aren't excited that I'm going to have an actual musician that actually matters in the world.
That is exciting.
It's very interesting. Like
he's
just
out
not
there making money playing drums and this stuff. And I will try to insert, I'm sure they don't really care if I put 5 or 6 seconds in here of their song, like any song. I'm just going to choose a random, I'm just going to enter it
in. I'm not even
copyright.
Sure. I don't think it's up to them.
I don't.
Unfortunately.
It's up to their label.
Yes.
I don't even think you can play their music.
What if it was on YouTube as a, promotional video. Can I use it then?
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
You could always try and just see if we can get canceled and skyrocket.
You got to get shot first.
You got to get canceled, and then that's when you get big.
Nice. If it's for a humanitarian purpose, then you can apply for humanitarian purpose on YouTube, and they can't copyright you.
I don't think this is a humanitarian purpose.
Well, you have to talk about saving the seals.
Yeah,
let's talk
about the seals.
PETA can use any song they like. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, no.
No, PETA can't.
Is that why they use the Sarah McLachlan song?
No, Sarah McLachlan is definitely
getting paid for that.
Yeah. YouTube, they won't demonetize you, for instance.
Send us a dollar.
If you are
it's just a dollar. Okay, so behind some of this stuff, I'm going to have a drum track that I wrote yesterday. It's pretty good.
The sumo drum track?
I actually will try to find a boom, 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 boom.
They have the big boom, 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 boom.
Timpanies. They're timpanies, yeah.
Bass drum.
So I'm going to have some of that underlying some of this. But CJ, I've tasked you to interview a man. Who is his name's Smitty?
Smitty, okay.
Smitty
is a guy that I know in my life. I know a lot of interesting people.
Huggy Bear.
It'd be funny if we got Huggy Bear in here. He's good. But this is going to be Smitty. He's a forklift operator, and he knows way too much about sumo wrestling. Like, and I don't think way too much means like that it's a bad thing. As I looked into the sumo wrestling, I understand that the art of the sumo wrestling. So I'm going to have CJ come in, which he's already here, and we're going to have Smitty come in.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Smitty's on the line. Four guys in studio, which was I was not planning on, but this is actually good because we're all going to have some questions. You are the guy that I know, the only person in my entire life that's ever brought up sumo wrestling. And you talked about it so
ecstatically,
and I was going to say that, but it passionately. And he actually wakes up at like 3 a.m. Thank you. He wakes up at like 3 a.m. to watch live from Japan. Is that right, Smitty?
That is correct. When on weekends, you can either live stream it for free on the phone, or you can just get up and watch it on the NHK channel here in Maryland. It's if you have a Comcast, it's $2.68 for Comcast. Like Maryland. Yep, and it's in regular channel digital, it's Maryland Public TV 22-4. That's a Japanese cool. channel in English.
So I didn't know it was in English. I was watching stuff. Yeah, well, no, he knows his stuff. Yeah. This guy, I was not expecting that. So he, that's why I wanted him on. I was watching it, and I had so many questions, and I'm going to actually, while you're explaining one of my questions, I'm going to let the other guys also ask you a few. But my question was, what are those things that are hanging down? So you got two huge guys coming at each other. This doesn't sound right. Yes. But these, how much do these guys weigh?
Well, the minimum, the smallest one weighs only 10 pounds more than me. 220. No,
that's not true. Really?
How much?
Yes, that's true.
He said 220? Was that the...
CJ's like, man, he doesn't weigh anything.
I got this.
Like I said, he's what you call the dinky dough.
Oh, dinky dough.
So what's the strategy for winning? So you got to push him out of the ring, right?
Okay, yes. Okay. Oh, I'm glad you asked that.
Yeah, the strategy.
Okay, see, it's in what's called a dohyo, not dojo. Don't confuse the two words. They sound similar.
Okay.
It's a dohyo. It's like a little platform made of clay. And it has a circle around it made of tawara, like a straw bale. It's actually bales of straw for holding rice.
Okay.
It's 4.55 meters circular diameter.
All right.
What is meters? Do the math. How many feet is that?
That's about maybe 15 some odd feet. And if you just convert 4.55 meters to feet, it's like 15 some odd feet around that area.
All right, 15 foot. So you got a 15 foot circle. They both are on each side. Who's the guy that stands up with the triangle dress on?
Oh, that's called a gyoji. That's the referee.
Yeah.
A kimba. It's a kimba. At the hole, it's called a kimbi. It's like a little paddle. When he's facing the center between the two wrestlers, that means he's ready for them to wrestle. Sometimes when you watch a bout, he'll face sideways, and the wrestlers, they just won't start yet because they're not ready.
Okay.
I do have a
These
quick
guys
question.
Were looking at her like over three bills.
Do
They're
the
like
ref-
320.
Yeah, that's what I meant. They start at 300 and they go up to like 400 or 500.
Do the referees have a minimum weight?
Not really. No, just but here it's good that you asked that because they wear a different color robe depending on which bout they're officiating. If they're officiating the higher rank, like the second to the grand champion, they're going to wear a different color to symbolize. That's a higher bout. It's like a royal color.
Okay, so currently we are watching a video. This gentleman has on a red robe with gold designs on it.
We're watching Oho and Tamokaze.
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 Tamawashi. Tamawashi and Oho. Tamawashi and Oho.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, those are two rank and files. Those are two rank and files, so he's not going to have purple in his robe.
Okay,
I have a question.
Their tits are huge.
So just
I mean, that's insane. Jesus.
I mean, I'll put it this way: look at the guy who retired last year, Ichinojo. He's about anyone I'm talking to here around 6'4".
I am 6 foot.
You think you're 6 foot?
I'm 6'1".
Okay. Well, just imagine standing next to somebody 4 inches taller than you and weighing almost 500 pounds.
Yeah, that's a big gentleman.
Insane.
I wouldn't mess with the guy. That's
I ran sure. into a guy playing football once. I thought I could take him. I thought I could literally take him dead on at a full run. And
yeah.
He didn't even move.
He didn't move. My back went, you know, and it was like 4 or 5 weeks of just pain. I was younger, but so, I won't do that again.
Let me tell you something. Those guys, they may look blubbery, but they train hard.
Oh, yeah.
These guys train hard.
I looked into how they train. They were training like linebackers. In swimming pools.
Yeah, they have agility that you wouldn't think a guy that size would have.
My one question was, can you just kick him in the nuts?
No, it's not. It's not WCW. I'm sorry.
No. No, it's insane.
Well, I mean, you could, but that's an instant disqualification right there.
Are there weight classes in sumo, or is it everybody against everybody?
It's everybody. There's no weight class. I've seen a 250. I've seen a 250-pound guy throw out a 400-pound guy.
Oh my goodness!
So the rules. I'm so sorry. So the rules here. Oh, the rules. Are yes. Basically, to push him out of the ring.
Yes. I'm going to touch on that.
Me and Smitty went over a little bit of this. You got it. You can pull. You can tug. You can sweep.
Yeah. What if you just get him on the ground?
You can use a kakite, like kakate. It's a judo trip. You see a lot of judo using trip. It. No, come on, don't go Austin Powers on me. but seriously, the idea is to either force your opponent out of that circle or make him touch the mat with anything but the soles of his feet. Let's say as soon as they touch the mat with their hands or fall, or if they fall out, that's the match.
So a knee down or a hand down is over.
If they slip and hit a knee down, that's the match.
Okay. So what happens if, like, two gentlemen are pushing up against each other and they both fall out, like, at the same time?
I'm glad you asked that, because sometimes they go out at the exact same time and they make contact with the exact same time. Then the referees have what's called a mono E, because the referee, I mean, not the referee, but the judges, because the referee will point a winner, but the judges will have what's called a mono E, MONO-II. It's a conference. It's a conference. And what that conference does, they review it on tape to see who actually touched first.
Yeah, there was they were so close. Their hand and somebody else's, like, I guess it was an arm or something. But, like, one person was going down and then the other person, it was, I could almost not visibly see it on the slow-mo.
Like split frame?
Yeah, like you said, it was a split frame.
Yeah, the ref. Yeah,
they reversed it, but sometimes if they do go, they touch at the same time, then they have a rematch.
Okay. Interesting.
So I always like the Greco-Roman freestyle. I did a lot of freestyle back in high school. I love the throws. I'm curious, like, what kind of throws do you normally see in this?
Usually it's like you see, like, Oshidashi push out of Yuri Kiri for a push up. But they have, like, judo throws like Uwatanage, you know, underarm or overarm throws. There's a lot of kakate leg trips. You see all kinds of stuff. You know, like, sometimes they'll hook the leg and fall backwards. And as long as the other guy touches first, you've won the match, even though you fell down with them.
So is there only one, like, grand champion, or are there different levels of belts or anything like that?
They had two at one time. But, you know, like I said, to get the grand champion, here's the thing. Sumo has six divisions. You know, they start off at the bottom. Once you get to the Makauchi division, the top one, there's five different categories in that division. It's like Megashira, you know, fifth from the top.
We're looking at some Megashira right here. This guy's a Megashira. Yes. We're looking at TV.
Which is insane. Like, this guy, I'm like, he's telling me all this stuff, and I was like, that sounds insane. And I started looking it up. I'm like, it's pretty cool. But I'm not, I'm not saying that I'm going to be into sumo wrestling. But, you know, the part of the podcast thing is I wanted to get more into things and explore stuff like this. And then maybe hopefully you guys can get off this football kick that you're on, right?
Yeah.
You know, the thing that happened several years ago kind of turned me off. NHK came on 22-4, which is now, it's the Japanese channel in English. And they were showing sumo. And I said, damn, the last time I watched that when I was stationed in Hawaii in the 80s.
Nice.
In fact, can I go on a tangent for a minute?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for one of these guys to pull you out of the sumo with something.
Okay, here's what it was. It was a Saturday before Thanksgiving in 1986. I was stationed at Schofield Barracks, Hawaii. Guys wanted to go down to Waikiki to party on Saturday night. I was tired. It was a tough week in the infantry, so I begged off. I was just watching the TV, which had, if you had a TV in your room, it had basic cable throughout the whole barracks.
Yeah.
And I was just scrolling through, just waiting for something else to come on. I forgot what it was.
You just stumbled upon it.
It was scrolled down sumo wrestling from Japan.
Yeah.
And I'd heard, I knew of sumo, but I said, I watched it just for the hell of it. I didn't think I was going to like it. But once I watched it, I was hooked.
For the day. I want to hear what the scores. So right now.
Sounds like we're going to let Smitty give us the scores for the day.
Well, the grand champion won the tournament on the 28th. Taruna Fuji. He has two bad knees, but he still won the tournament.
Oh, I think that's actually what we're watching. Final day, January 2024, January 28th. Yeah, I think we're looking at that right now.
January 28th, Taruna Fuji. I mean, I thought for sure he was going to have to withdraw because look at those things on his knees. Those are braces.
I don't think we're I don't think we're
at that fight. But,
we might not be at that fight. There's how fast is a fight?
Here's what you want to watch out for. It's what I call the look away match. In other words, don't turn your head and look away because some of those matches end as fast as they start. Yeah. What I mean is like a wrestler will step to the...
Yeah, they literally push each other out.
Is it always just one round?
That's it.
It's over?
That's it.
Yeah, okay. But if you are a loser and you're continuing, if you know that you're, five rules?
Here it is. It's a 15-day tournament. They wrestle each day. They have one bout each day. If you have to jump
at each other one time.
Yeah, like I said, if you win 8 matches, you have a kachikoshi, a winning record for that season, even if you lose the next 7. And a makikoshi is a losing record, meaning if you have 8 or more losses and 7 wins or 8 or more losses, you have a makikoshi for that tournament.
So did you say the Megashira was the top tier?
No, Megashira is the bottom. Then it's Komusubi, Sekiwake, Ozeki, which is next to Grand Champion, and then Yokozuna.
Yokozuna. I used to watch wrestling. He was a wrestler.
I thought CJ was going to try to repeat some of this back.
That just means grand champion. That's all it means in Japanese.
How many people are in each of those levels?
The Megashira, I mean, the Makuuchi, is slotted for 42.
42. Wow. Okay.
There's more. I mean, now here you go. Now you got the next to the Juryo division, which is below Makuuchi. It's like 200. That's 200 plus.
See, that's
that are slotted.
Sounds like the developmental league. Like you're trying to make it to the show.
That's right, crazy. And then the Matsuta division, it is slotted around 120.
I'm over here laughing. Smitty, hold on a second. See, this is exactly what I wanted Smitty on. See how you guys are looking at me like I am not following any of this stuff? That's exactly how I feel about football. I don't know any.
No, I'm taking it of, in.
It's
I mean,
incredibly.
That's the thing with sports
it is incredibly is, the same exact. It is incredible to hear all the ins and the outs. But like, there's no way you can. There's no way I can remember all of the ins and outs of football without being into it. This guy knows the ins and outs because he's into it. I just am not into football.
I feel like I could get it down if I'm not going to remember the words he's saying. Megashira, I like that one.
I mean, but you know, that is. I just really wanted Nagasaki? You guys to get a good grip of what I feel like with sports. I wanted to have a good run of all the Maga Shunaga and the Shumaga Nikis. And I'm like, dude, I cannot. There's no way I could. I wanted to talk to you about it and ask you questions, but I can't remember the third word. Past that you said.
It's
incredible stuff.
Like I said, here's the thing: when you get to the Makuuchi division, which the bottom rank is Megashira, that's when you've made it to the top, and they have to fight like crazy to stay there.
That's cool.
And when you say like there's the Yokozuna level, is that seriously just one guy is in the Yokozuna?
It's usually one or two at the most.
Gotcha.
Because the thing is, in order to make Ozeki, which is the second highest rank,
they all have names.
Right, but here's the thing. They have to have, in three tournaments, they have to have 33 wins for three consecutive tournaments. That means, and that's no easy task.
So, field goal
so they have to have 11 wins a tournament average out. 11
yeah,
wins
it averages out to that, and that's no easy feat.
Out of 15 per tournament? Yeah, that seems, so.
Here it is. It only comes on every odd month for 15 days. You're going to see it again in March. In fact, it's going to be March the 10th.
On 2022-4? Is that what you said?
Yep, 22-4.
He said it to me last time, and I was like, I wish I actually watched some of it because he was really into it.
They do,
I might actually tune in this time.
They do play some of these matches on Masson as well, the Orioles flagship station, because after the...
Yeah, like I said, Kasumo is becoming internationally...
It's pretty cool. I mean...
It's neat stuff. I mean, these guys are huge. Did they ever have any blood?
I'm gonna bring this.
Yeah, I said, remember that the Tachi at the start of that? If they butt heads, I've seen them they look like superstar Billy Graham after Bruno Sammartino busted his head on the ring post.
That's serious. That's funny.
That's good stuff.
Was that a sports joke?
It was Bruno's a boxer, I believe.
Okay.
No, yeah. Bruno, professional wrestler.
Wrestler, yes.
That's what I'm like, he
turnbuckled him.
And matter of fact, I was on the ring post. As a matter of fact, it happened right at the Baltimore Civic Center, April 30th. Of 1977. It was a Saturday.
Man, my dad might have been there.
Some things you just remember. Do you remember where you were when you, I'm asking CJ, where you were when Dale Earnhardt, when Dale Earnhardt died?
I was in Texas. There were people crying in my class.
Yeah.
Literally, tears flowing.
I remember.
It was bad. People were just shocked. I saw it live. I was at CR Wings in Bel Air, Maryland, and we were eating hots with my buddy Matt. And watched it live on TV. We're like,
right?
And who was that? That's Dale Earn. Oh my god! We weren't like into the cars, but you know when you're watching them,
you were into the explosion, though.
No, It was one of those like that's insane that they always walk away
Also, yeah, they all except
he
that
didn't
time.
Walk away. It was like just shocking. So that's what.
Yeah.
But yeah. So where were you, Smitty, when Dale Earnhardt?
I remember I was working as a bail bondsman at the time, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe.
I said, damn. I was hearing about. I said, damn.
You heard about it from other people, right?
Were you one of the enforcers?
Like, how could you not? It was all over the damn radio.
That's true. Yeah.
Were you one of the enforcers that were actually like, you know, Dog the Bounty Hunter type guy?
I went with ours in the neighborhood, some of the worst neighborhoods in Baltimore City to look for one. It's not fun.
I think we have to have Smitty back on to talk about his
back life. I mean, yeah, he's an interesting guy. I talk to him at work all the time. He's got a great laugh. You should tell him a Gilbert laugh. Oh, man. It's so awesome.
I will say, bringing it back to football, just to piss Dan off, this looks like a defensive and an offensive lineman just clashing in the middle of a line of scrimmage.
That's exactly what it is when you think about it.
And whoever gets the balance, has the best balance is the one that's going to win this thing.
That's called the Tachi Eye, the opening of the bell. That's what they call the Tachi Eye.
But you know what?
You're right. I never thought of it like that, but you are correct. That is it, except without all the equipment. That's exactly what they're doing.
Right. And they do some holds that you're not allowed to in football, of course. But you know, you can't grab a leg.
You can't grab a leg. You can't put your leg back and slam them like you can in sumo. No, you can't do that.
So you get a little bit more extra action out of the big guys in sumo.
And they sweep the leg, right?
Sweep the leg.
Yes, you can. Yes, they can do that. You can sweep. Trip.
No mercy. I mean,
that's right. In fact, that little guy, he had to do that for a lot of his bouts
keep going, Spitty.
Yeah, because the big guy would have crushed him, so he would sidestep just a little bit, then do a quick twist, and then put his left leg inside the other guy's left leg, then just to push him off balance and coming back, then put his other leg back and push him down.
Yeah, kind of like
that's allowed.
Some Aikido, like use their
judo, pretty much, use
their weight against them. Like
that's the only way he can win.
Oh my god, I just saw this little guy like back press a big motherfucker.
But we do see the gentleman. Like I said, he's wearing the pink belt with the knee braces.
Yeah, I think his name is Ryu.
Ryu, not Ryu, then he doesn't wear the pink one.
It's a little guy.
Yeah, is it Enho?
He's got some weight.
Enho.
Oh, he has a knee brace on too.
They probably do because that's tough on your knees.
He just lifted 400 pounds.
These guys look like walruses almost.
Yeah,
the thing is they use the concept of judo, go underneath the center of gravity of your opponent.
Yeah, let them move too far, kind of thing.
Or let them move too far and then pull them down. Yeah. And what they call the another famous move is the
URA.
Takitomi.
Ura.
That's Ura. He's the one who wears the pink.
Yeah, he's the one who just did the like a back suplex on this big.
Yeah,
dude in brown.
Describe the gelatin action. Was it?
There's a lot of butt. I'm looking at a lot of butt right here.
what are you looking at, CJ?
There's a lot of butt.
they are wearing like horse.
It's called a mawashi. It's called a mawashi.
It's like a horse.
That's the name of what they're wearing.
Looks like something you put on a horse.
Yeah, Mawashi. That's what they call them. Mawashi.
We got Asanoyama versus Daisho right now.
What size do you order these things in?
They're hand. Each one is handmade for each Rikishi.
That's a good answer, yeah.
Do they wear the same one or at least the same color every time? Like, this is this guy's color?
They might have a different one. Oh, it's washed when the match is done. You can bet.
So, yeah.
So on Austin Powers, when they were sumo wrestling, what was your opinion of the sumo wrestling that happened on the movie itself?
A complete, utter farce.
Of course. That's how I feel every time I see a drummer or a guitarist or some sort of anything on any movie or any TV show. They're always just like, they could have put a real drummer up there and just like change the face. Like, at least
like I said,
move his arms in the correct fashion, you know?
I think they can do that now. I don't think they could always do that.
They did. Oh, that's true. But they could have put a drummer up there that looked like...
Drummers are awful actors.
Yeah, but they're not... Drummers are good
like
at playing.
I thought it was borderline disrespect.
Okay.
Well, I feel that. Most of what's happening in those movies are pretty disrespectful. We have the bout of the day coming up. Katana Waka versus Tobizaru.
Katana Waka, he just got promoted to Ozeki.
Yeah, he's 12-2 right now.
He won enough championships.
The one he's actually mentioned, the July or January 28th.
In fact, I watched his promotion when he got promoted to Ozeki.
Yeah, it's incredible stuff. So I just wanted to get a touch of that stuff. I keep wanting to ask you about the, what were they called, the diapers?
Oh, you mean the strings and stuff?
Yeah.
What the sumo wrestlers are wearing.
What was their pants? The clothing that they were wearing, if that's what we're going to call it.
Oh, they wear robes, you know, they come into the arena. And then they wear those little strings they see, which I was asked about.
Yeah, I did ask him about the strings, yeah.
Yeah, that's called a sugari. That means that's areas where the opponent cannot grab because you'd be grabbing the groin. You cannot grab that area.
Yeah. Okay, so you can grab onto the mawashi.
Well, yeah, yes, that you can grab on the mawashi mostly from
but
the side.
Not in the front area. Okay.
No, that's an instant disqualification if they do.
Wow. Okay.
So those string things that they were talking about, those are the things that are popping off from like the sides and the
cigarros.
Back of the
belt. Right. Cigaris.
Oh, come on, CJ. I don't see you trying to repeat this. we're going to be hanging up with you very shortly.
Stop. We have Taruno Fuji and Kirishima, 12-2 versus 11-3.
Yeah, Kirishima. He's looking to get promoted to Yokozuna, but I just don't think he's quite ready yet.
Oh, I like his rainbow robe. He's got like a sky
blue
with a rainbow on it.
It's like professional wrestling, but they're not faking it.
Yeah, this is real.
This is real stuff.
It's not scripted, and there's no predetermined winner. There's no predetermined winner.
Do
they come out like our wrestlers do, or like our boxers, like, here he is?
No, none of the fanfare.
No song when they come out?
No, the only song that's played is the Japanese national anthem before it starts, and everyone stands, whether they're Japanese citizens or not. Everyone stands
because they'll get slapped in the head if they don't.
They get smacked. Hey, how'd you know? You just took. Come on, man.
Hey, Smitty. I want to ask you one question regarding music. So, if I were to say the "We Will Rock You" song. Give me, I'm challenging you with, give me one line in the We Will Rock You song, just like four words in a row. So let me see if Smitty, how much music we can get out of Smitty. So if we start with like, we will rock you, right?
Say that part again.
In the verse part, give me any of the words that he says. Do you know of any?
We are the champions.
Oh.
That's a different song.
Different song. It is four words.
We will rock you.
Doesn't it go, buddy? You're a
buddy, honey, rich you're man, a poor man. Man, a poor man, something like that. Yes.
Yeah, buddy, you're a rich man, poor
rich
man.
Rich man, poor
blood
man.
Blood on your face, you big disgrace.
Disgrace.
Waving your flag
all over the place.
Flag all over the place.
Flag. Yeah.
Waving your flag.
Waving your flag all over.
All over the place.
We will. See, now I got that flow out.
Can you name the band, Dan?
That was Queen.
All right. Yeah. Just making sure.
My fourth or fifth grade, something like that. I did a report on Freddie Mercury.
Nice. Pre.
Really?
Was he alive when you did the report?
He was dead. He recently passed.
Okay.
So I was into music. My mother and father, father is and has been and was ever since I was a child.
They both
fell out
that time.
He was a musician, and my mother just constantly was feeding me music. So, and music knowledge, that's why they're like, why don't you know anything about sports? I'm like, I'm full of all this musical stuff.
Hey, man, we need people like you.
Hey, you know, that's me.
Well, I was actually alive when the song came. I was actually, October of 77 when I first heard it.
Wow.
Were you in?
I was not even alive.
Were you in Hawaii at that time as well?
No, I was in high school. I was. Yeah. I had failed first grade. 86
was Hawaii, right?
No, yeah, 86. I was 25 when I was stationed there. I'll be 63 next month.
Plans on retirement anytime soon? Or
well, I was with the operating engineers. I had to take an early pension. I was down at Sparrows Point working night shift, 84 hours a week without a night off.
Oh, my goodness. My dad worked there. He worked in the train yard at Sparrows Point.
I was with the IULE, Local 37. We were, you know, that contractors down there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the only time I had a night off was when in between ships.
Hey, Nick, have you ever worked more than 60 hours a week in your life? 60? I mean, I'm talking like 60 clockable hours.
Yes.
Okay. I don't think I've ever hit 60.
I've
done all sorts. I mean, I work other jobs on top of jobs. You know, like in the past, I would do side jobs, and that's a different count, I think. You know,
I think the most I ever did was down there was like 96 hours.
In a week?
Did you just sleep there? Jesus.
Almost, you had to.
I mean, that's like gold miner.
When I was younger.
Gold miner time, too, right? You set up a teepee and just kind of.
You just tip your hat down.
Yep.
Yeah, so what happened was. Harsh. I had
to go lay in the car.
Oh, my God.
So what happened was I had to take an early pension. I'm just working where I'm at now for a few more years until I can go on full Social Security.
Oh, good stuff.
I get to see Smitty almost every day.
And, I mean, you're driving a forklift. That sounds pretty fun.
Sometimes to six times a day we cross.
Hey, like I said, yeah, we sit there, we talk it. And I tell you what, guys, I'm really glad you brought me here because I'm just glad I'm able to share this out there with everyone.
Well,
it's definitely interesting stuff.
It's cool stuff.
I appreciate it.
I'm not sure that all of what we spoke about will be in here because it is, you know, a public thing where people I have to keep their full attention. But I bet you the highlights will be released here, which is going to be really cool.
Well, that's good because I mean, down there at Sparrows Point, they thought I was crazy. I mean, they thought I was nuts for watching that.
No, I think it's interesting. I was going to name this podcast "Everybody's Different," and
you know what? I think
I think it's a good podcast name, but it does sound very rainbow flag. You know,
how about this? It just sounded
a little bit more girly-ish kind of than what I wanted.
This is all guys.
This is all like, it's not all guys. We got Kate.
We had Connor on the line.
Yeah, Connor was here. We had Connor in studio.
You got Joanna from Montana.
How about this? Different likes.
Different mics. We all have different mics.
Different strokes.
But Ben, no, that, you know what?
Can't use that.
That's very general. It's not. Yeah, it's not.
Come on, CJ. Different that's mics. Very general. That's cool. Yeah, but yeah.
Next tournament, March 10 to 24 in Osaka, Japan.
That is correct. Oh,
just popped up.
Hey, you're good. You get a Tomboshi.
Smitty, it's been a pleasure having you on here. And
Dan, thank you, bud. Thank you.
If we're not having fun, it doesn't count, you know.
You no argument there, buddy.
So, all right. Well, CJ.
It was real nice meeting you, Smitty.
It was very
nice meeting you, CJ.
Let's see if we can play him out with the song here. I almost blew our eardrums out doing this earlier.
I'm going to pass on this song. I'm going to pass on this song.
Well, come on. You're going to pass.
Okay.
That's it.
Smitty, good times. We're hanging up. I'll talk to you tomorrow, I'm sure.
Okay. All right, gentlemen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Yeah, good night, Smitty.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That's why I didn't want to have to be the one to commit suicide to.